It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A group of nurses at UW Health escalate concerns about patient care, submitting more than 100 reports to the state health department urging investigations amid an ongoing labor dispute. And that is according to Service Employees International Union Wisconsin. Call in with a question, share thoughts, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Mariah Clark is an emergency room nurse at UW Health. Mariah, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Colin Gillis with us, nurse at University Hospital. Colin, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Colin, let's start with you. As members of the UW Health Nurses Union gathering around 100 safety violation forms, what incidents are being reported in these documents?
These documents report incidents where nurses felt that they were placed in a situation that just wasn't providing the patient the safest care possible. And usually it's like some of the patterns we've observed are situations where staffing isn't adequate, where nurses are expected to work up to 16-hour shifts, where nurses with inadequate experience are given roles that should require more experience than what they have. And all of these things are what contribute to a really spiraling crisis of understaffing, turnover, and burnout.
Do any of these accounts and the reports potentially violate federal regulations?
I don't know. I'm going to leave that one for the DHS to help us figure out.
Mariah, staffing levels at UW Health are a point of contention between nurses and the administration. How do you observe staffing levels affecting patient safety?
Well, from my perspective in the ER, I see it when we don't have enough time to spend with our patients, either in terms of doing a good, thorough evaluation of their medical condition, or in terms of not being able to spend enough time with them doing things like toileting or education regarding a new medical diagnosis or equipment that they may be going home with or being admitted with. I've heard from several of my nursing colleagues in other departments that it impacts them as well, especially when it comes to the turnover and the new nurses orienting other new nurses too soon and sort of the loss of institutional knowledge. So, you know, you can be the most intelligent, best trained, most meticulous, detail-oriented, compassionate nurse possible, but it comes down to minutes at the bedside. You know, if you don't have more than a few minutes to spend because you're spread too thin due to staffing, then all of that excellence barely matters. And patients get the care they require, but not necessarily the quality care that they deserve and that they expect from us.
When you examine employee turnover, there are reports that it's especially bad in inpatient surgical as well as in the ER where you are. A UW Health spokesperson says 250 registered nurses were hired over the last year. How is turnover where you are?
Well, I know the inpatient OR definitely suffered. The ER suffered really badly a couple of years ago. We lost almost half our staff in a, 6 to 12 month period. But now it's mostly turnover. Like, we have a lot of new hires, and that's wonderful because we need the people. But again, when half of the new hires are brand new grads with no previous nursing experience, you are, I don't want to say diluting, but you're changing the levels of expertise that you have in the department, because we were all new one time, but we were also all new when we had a mix of real veterans. Now, if you make it to 5 years in the department, you are one of the real veterans instead of the real veterans being, you know, 15, 20, 30 year nurses that just have depths of knowledge that go so far beyond.
Colin, UW Health CEO Dr. Ellen Kaplan says the nurses union is using concerns of patient safety issues as a bargaining tool to increase staff pay. What is your response to that?
That's just that does not reflect what we've been trying to do with our campaign. And safety has always been our top priority. It's not like we're just bringing up patient safety now. The thing that inspired me to get involved in our campaign when it started back in 2019 was my commitment to patient safety. So when we take things to DHS, we're really just escalating in the way that I would escalate up the levels of authority at the hospital when I'm trying to care for a patient in an emergency situation. If you feel like one provider is not responding adequately enough, you go to the one above them and you go above them. And that's what's happening here.
Can you provide some context on this documentation? How common is it for nurses to submit this form about working conditions and patient safety?
So the hospital has an internal reporting system, and the documentation that we've provided nurses has never been intended to replace that. We've gotten hundreds of these reports, and they tend to be in places where the safety concerns that nurses are seeing are rooted in administrative decisions. And so they feel like using the hospital's internal reporting system isn't going to be an effective way of addressing that root cause, right? If the administration made a decision and you're saying that decision is the root cause to the administration, it's not as effective as taking it to someone who isn't already invested in that decision.
Colin Gillis and Mariah Clark, they're registered nurses at UW Health in Madison. As we explore the concerns of some nurses about patient care, call in with a question, share your thoughts along the way, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As nurses at UW Health in Madison escalate concerns about patient safety incidents, seeking the State Department of Health Services to intervene, we hear directly from nurses on this issue with UW Health Emergency Room Nurse Mariah Clark and Colin Gillis, registered nurse at University Hospital. Colin, with a question, you can add your views, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Mariah, some of the complaints submitted to state regulators concern a team of critical care nurses known as SOS or Save Our Shift nurses. And last month, nurses said UW Health announced it would eliminate the team. How important is this team?
Oh, this team is incredibly important. They're called Save Our Shift for a reason, because they are a team of highly skilled critical care nurses who can work across patient care areas, different units. They can shore up staffing gaps and respond to emergency situations. We've been advocating for that team to get strengthened or expanded for years. It's actually one of the things that has gotten called out specifically by the Magnet governing body, who does certifications on nursing excellence. And They help immeasurably on the inpatient floors. I keep hearing time and again, and I know how much they've impacted, you know, the ER in years past. So their loss would be terrible. And, you know, on top of that, it was another decision handed down kind of from the top, from administration, without any real input or without taking into consideration what the nurses were saying about our needs from the bedside level.
Colin, a UW Health spokesperson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the role of SOS nurses is now being filled through its critical care flow team. Do you see this change affecting patients?
Yeah, what makes the SOS team so special is that their one job, their one mission in the hospital is to save our shift. So they were set apart. They were their own unit. And one of the administrative changes that actually inspired nurses to start our campaign way back in 2019 was the merger of the SOS team with the critical care float pool. And that merger meant that the hospital could pull nurses out of SOS in order to staff patient beds. And that means whenever we're one of the units which requires critical care floats is short staffed, then we're taking away from the SOS team. And that has eroded the protections that the SOS team can provide. And like in terms of patient safety, those nurses are like the special forces of the hospital. They drop into any situation and without ever losing their cool, they know exactly what to do. And they often run the show in an emergency situation. So I think I, like a lot of other nurses, just can't imagine providing the safest, highest quality care without a resource like SOS.
And you have experience as a charge nurse overseeing operations of a unit, but also working alongside a team. How does that experience inform your views on staffing?
So as a charge nurse, my responsibility is to manage the flow of patients on and off the unit and make sure that those patients are safely cared for. But I'm also kind of like the mentor to all the nurses on the unit at any given time. And that gives me a unique perspective here, right? Like mm-hmm. I see nurses come to me when they have a problem, and I see and I've seen nurses suffer from that problem that Mariah was talking about earlier, where there's just more than you can do in a given shift. You have more tasks than you can reasonably accomplish when you're working the floor. Because there aren't enough nurses to go around. And that kind of that experience, spending 12 hours trying to care for patients when there's more care needed than you can provide as one person, that breaks nurses down. And that's where I see promising new nurses start to turn into burned out nurses who are questioning not only their decision to work in an inpatient setting, which is a challenging job, but they're questioning their decision to become a nurse and work in healthcare at all. And that breaks my heart, and it makes me really scared about the future, because the need for nurses is only growing. And we already have a staffing crisis, but we also have an aging population and a growing population.
Talking with UW Health Nurses Colin Gillis and Mariah Clark about their concerns over patient care and hospital administration. You can join in 800-642-1234. Mariah, we heard from Andrew in Madison call to ask if the Nurses Union is also advocating for the UW Medical Foundation nurses.
Oh, absolutely. UW has an interesting organizational construction, and basically we want all of the nurses that are possible to be in the union if they want to be in the union. So we've definitely been fighting for everyone. And we just have to figure out things on the organizational and regulatory end that honestly are a little beyond my ken. That's where I fall onto the, I am a nurse, not an administrator and not a regulator. I don't know all of the exact differences, but we're definitely fighting for that. And honestly, once we get the nurses unionized, as we were before, we'll be able to help other groups in the hospital get organized if they'd like to as well.
In the little over a year since averting a strike, what has the relationship been like between nurses and administration since the agreement? And we have a little less than a minute.
Well, you know, we meet every other month for agreed upon meet and discuss meetings, and we continue to try and work collaboratively with the administration with varying levels of success.
Colin, this meet and discuss for over a year, is that productive?
So meet and discuss has not been as productive as we hoped it would be. When we came to an agreement and averted a strike at the in last fall, I think nurses agreed to that deal because they believed that the new relationship between the administration and the union would allow for us to establish real, tangible changes that would improve our workplace. I'm sorry to say that we haven't gotten there yet.
That hasn't come to fruition. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us, Kate. It's great to be back on the show.
Mariah Clark and Colin Gillis, they're registered nurses with UW Health in Madison. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.